Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
Gentlemen.
There he is.
Happy Thor's Day. Happy NFL Draft Day. It's a glorious day here on Purple Daily, and we decided, actually, I got an email from a couple listeners this morning saying, would you mind going and just doing Thor's Day live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel? And we thought to ourselves, you know what? Yes, that would be amazing. So we are live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel with our friend Thor Nystrom from Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros. Did you sleep last night? What is this day like for you, pouring your entire professional and personal soul into it?
Very little, a couple hours, but we don't really need sleep for this day. Could have gotten by on zero. The NFL draft has arrived. We are officially there. It's been months and months and months. All these answers to these questions we've been asking all that time, we're going to get those answers tonight. So I can't wait. I'm jacked up.
And for the first time in a long time, it feels like the Vikings are the epicenter of this draft.
They are.
Yes.
Like, when's the last time? Now, this does not mean other drafts haven't been important. This does not mean that eventually we found out they're getting great picks or bad picks. But when's the last time that every single report for about 2 months now has had to have some mention of what the Vikings might or might not do? That, to me, soak this in, baby, because you're not here a lot if you're a Vikings fan. Sort of a good thing, but God, this is fun.
Yeah, I don't recall a time in my lifetime. I mean, you guys correct me if you can recall one from yours with the draft. I don't think that there has been. I don't think it's understating it to say that this is one of the most important drafts in Vikings history, if not the most. Mm-hmm. You have two intersecting things going on. Not only do they have more draft equity than typically you would have in the first round with those two top 23 picks, they also have that acute quarterback need, and obviously they need or probably need to move up at least a little bit to get one of the top four. Although some of that smoke has begun to change here, moving in on draft day. So we'll have to see about that. But the highest drafted quarterback in Vikings history, as you guys know, was Dante Culpepper at 11. If they trade up at all, that will be reset tonight.
So, well, let's go through a couple prominent mock drafts that have come out here in the last 24 hours. We want to get your thoughts on your final mock draft. And then the bulk of this episode is going to be letting Thor cook on a 7-round Vikings mock draft simulation, because he is a pancake eating mother effer on this draft day. Did you eat pancakes this morning, Sonny Weaver?
I sure did.
Yes. So, okay, before we dive in here, before we get all mock heavy, a couple things. So, schedule of events, we're live right now on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. We're also going to be live, if you can't make it to the Fillmore, which is sold out tonight in Minneapolis, the draft party, we will be live at 6:55 p.m. on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. By the way, before the draft party, just across the street from the Fillmore at Fulton Brewing, they're hosting sort of a pregame party, if you will, that includes Vikings legend Tommy Kramer, who's going to be on hand from 3 to 5 o'clock. It's a 3 to 7 o'clock happy hour at Fulton in the North Loop. So stop by for the pregame festivities. Live stream at 7 o'clock on YouTube. And by the way, during the draft party, our friends at Popped Corn are presenting flags for everyone in attendance. A sports dad flag. So when something good happens, we can all celebrate together with a flag. VIPs receive a Popped Corn sample bag. And then one more note. So Friday, we're kind of like, in terms of whether the Vikings are actually going to make a pick on Friday or not is open for interpretation, depending on what they do today. But we will be live 10 a.m. on the Purple Daily YouTube channel with Thor Nystrom for a Feedback Friday and a recap. Then we're going to be, this is not going to be for YouTube or for podcast, but me, Judd, and Declan are going to be at 3 Jack in the North Loop in Minneapolis for just a Purple Daily happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m. Space is limited to the first 200 people who register. We do ask that you register, even though it's a free cover. Scornorth.com/happy hour for the Friday event. And then live again at 6 o'clock for day 2, even if it's just, hey, Vikings have no picks, let's talk about what happened on day 1. So a jam-packed couple of days. Gentlemen, I have 2 mocks for you before we get into putting a quarter in Thor and letting him go.
I want a mock! Mock!
Daniel Jeremiah, NFL.com. I'm going to speed through this real quick. So he has chalk. In fact, he doesn't really have trades. And people are like, are there no trades here? There's trades, but he has less chaos early. He's got Caleb Williams, Bears, Jaden Daniels, Commanders, Drake May to the Patriots at 3. And then everyone kind of sticking, including the Vikings at 11, where J.J. McCarthy falls into their laps at 11. Which means they keep the number 23 pick and they draft one of the top edge rushers in this class, Chop Robinson. So if the draft plays out this way and the Vikings get your guy at 11 and keep the 23, Thor, how would you feel? What would the grade be on that?
Angels will sing and I will levitate out of the roof of my house to the heavens above. That would be manna from the sky. For a franchise that so desperately needs it, not all process we talked about, how they're going to have to trade up. Will they have to give up just the one extra first rounder? Will they have to give up 3 first rounders? If the scenario, and we talked about this, what was this, last week, the week before? The thing that I called the calling the Giants bluff gambit, that is what that entire thing comes down to. And if Kwesi accurately gauges that and it presents a possibility like that, That is the best case scenario, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that I said previously, Thor, is this. I think that the Vikings would probably, to me, it's pie in the sky because of this. I think Denver and the Raiders would immediately try and get above you, and so you would have to make a trade because you can make the trade. But, like, do you really see the board falling where McCarthy is allowed to get to 11 without somebody else saying, hey, if you're going to do that, we're going to get the Falcons pick, for instance.
That is it's the chess on both sides of it. Cause it's one, the calling the Giants bluff, but then from the back end, it is the Broncos and the Raiders, right? Particularly the Broncos and our longtime nemesis, Sean Payton, Mr. Bounty Gate himself, how fitting that he is involved in this as well. Not only has Sean Payton has explicitly over and over again stated, I think the first time that I can recall was at the owners meeting when he publicly stated, oh no, we're looking to trade up. You can print that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Peyton Manning came out and said, oh, the Broncos inside that building, they love JJ McCarthy. So you've heard different stuff about their interest in different quarterback prospects. But that, yes, that is the math. It is gauging what the Giants are going to do. Is it going to be quarterback or is it going to be a receiver with them? And then can we box the Broncos up? But do you have information that the Broncos, heaven forbid, they love Bo Nix? I mean, that would be great for the Vikings, whether it be in the Broncos slot or whether they felt like they'd get him a little bit later. But if they zeroed in on that, that connection has been made a lot. And the one with the Raiders and Michael Penix, if those two teams like those guys more than, you know, than certainly myself and maybe some other teams, that would also increase the odds of a scenario like that happening for the Vikings.
Couple more mocks for you guys. Okay. Let's go to Peter Schrager, also NFL.com. So he has, I'll just summarize this. He's got Caleb Williams, Bears, Jaden Daniels, Commanders, Drake May, Patriots. And then he's got Marvin Harrison Jr., Cardinals. So no trades here yet in the first five picks. J.C. Latham, the right tackle for Alabama, right, to the Chargers at five. Malik Nabers to the Giants at six. So you'd be calling their little bluff. And then you'd trade up to seven with the Titans just to make sure you box out anyone else and draft J.J. McCarthy. And in this case, the Vikings would not give up their 23rd overall pick. They would move from 11 up to 7, keep the 23rd pick, and they would take Quinyon Mitchell, the cornerback, with their second first-round pick, Thor. So another scenario where you get J.J. McCarthy, and you also get to draft a defensive player later in the first round.
This is the scenario that feels more realistic to me. Obviously, if Arizona and the Chargers, they're sick and picked, they're not taking the quarterback. And we know the Chargers aren't going to the backside of this equation. We know the Chargers aren't going to trade with the Broncos. Jim Harbaugh is not handing his football son, J.J. McCarthy, to Sean Payton and his division rival to play twice a year going forward. And the Broncos don't have enough draft equity to get up to number four. I just don't believe it. The way that they're capped out and the lack of draft equity that they have, if they decide to blow up their next two drafts in addition to this one, in order to do that, it would be a crater there. You wouldn't have any resources to build a roster around that quarterback. So the only way I think the Broncos can get involved is if QB4 slides through the wickets of the Giants. But obviously the Vikings have the trump card on them on draft equity, you know, is yes. The, you know, with that. So I think seven, that's where it is, that ideally Giants pick the receiver. And at seven, I also think you're going to find a willing trade partner when you're on the or when the Titans are on the clock, when you call them. The Titans badly need a tackle and a left tackle. It is their biggest position and need. Both their tackles stink. But Will Levis, you're not really giving him a fair shake unless you get decent tackle play in front of him, because his biggest bugaboo is decision-making and keeping his mechanics under pressure. Yeah. So if they want a real evaluation on him, you have to do something major to help that offensive line. But like I said, the blind side in particular, if Joe Alt is not there, then they're probably sticking a pick. And now we just move it one slot back and we're talking to the Falcons. It's the same thing. But with the Titans, if Alt goes above, then I think the Titans are particularly interested in trading down, because the only other two left tackles, it's Fatanu or Fashanu. For sure, one of them would be available at 11, and probably a better than a coin flip chance that both of them would be.
Yeah. And then one more here, just one more. By the way, I have not seen a Mel Kiper final mock today. Is that normal?
Field Yates did one this morning.
Yeah, like they're publicizing the Field Yates one front and center. Is Mel getting cold feet? Mel can't handle the pressure of one of the top quarterback drafts in NFL history?
Mel didn't get much help. Huh? With Todd gone, I feel like Mel didn't get as much assistance. So perhaps he said, I'm going to cut out a mock draft.
I mean, he's got to post some. I would assume he's got to post
something. Partner in crime. Or perhaps they'll throw up a Mel at like 1 p.m.
So this last one, and then we'll turn it over to Thor here for his mocking. Is it true that Brendan Donahue is the number one most accurate mocker over the last five seasons? From a Sharp Football Analysis and the Huddle Report, do we have any idea who Brendan Donahue is?
If that's what it says, I'll trust him. I don't know.
He claims to be, when you submit your mock drafts, the most accurate mocker in the mockosphere the last five
years. The undisputed champion of the world.
Sure.
The reigning, defending. Yeah,
we'll give him his flowers.
So he has the Vikings trading up to five, snagging J.J. McCarthy, and also giving up the 23rd overall pick. I don't have like if they gave up their 2025 first or not, but they would move up to 5 to get JJ McCarthy in this scenario. So there you have
it. Yeah, and that one is the beat the Giants, you know, now we don't have to sweat out the Giants on the clock. But then, of course, that's where it presents where you maybe, possibly, probably have to give up the second first-round pick. However, I will say, you know, the idea of, you know, oh, if they get a top-five pick, it's going to be at least the two firsts, and it's going to be more. With the Chargers pick, I never thought that. I think the max cost of that would be exactly what that guy laid out with 11 and 23.
Yeah.
I don't see how it costs more than that. And in fact, I think you're going to get a kickback on that unless there's other teams moving. But you have a problem there because, again, the Chargers aren't going to trade with the Broncos, number one. Mm. Then the Giants, the thing, like, let's just say they were obsessed with getting the QB4. So they're like, oh, we want to move up one slot. But they don't have a round two pick. They traded that for Brian Burns. So it's like, what asset are they going to give that would trump a Vikings offer? And so it's possible the Vikings wouldn't have a ton of competition, you know, as far as just for that specific slot. And so in that scenario, I think 11 and 23 for I ran this on the trade charts. It's something like 5 and then their fourth, I think it is like somewhere you're getting pretty close, but I think you would get a kickback in that.
Okay. So there's just some prominent mocks from around the mockosphere on this morning of the
world's
the
greatest
NFL
mocker
draft.
Has weighed in.
Well, if the world's greatest mocker and Daniel Jeremiah and Peter Schrager, and there's others too, all have JJ McCarthy as the guy. That's really interesting. Let's bring the PFF simulator up on the screen here so the YouTube audience live here can see this.
I want a mock!
Mock!
And before we go through this exercise, Thor, what do you have the Vikings doing in your final mock for Fantasy Pros?
Final one, I had them, and some, you can call it a reverse jinx if you like, but I had the Vikings getting Drake May at the fifth slot in a similar.
Look at you, dude.
Interesting.
Similar.
Did JJ go higher?
Sorry?
Did JJ go higher than 5 and he was off the board?
Yeah, I had JJ going number 3 to the Patriots.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I thought you'd have him going 2 to the Commanders. Jaden Daniels going to the Patriots.
Come
on, man. You've been this train this long.
I don't think that is a 0% possibility. You know, at least where we're recording this 8 hours beforehand. But even the people, the insiders coming out this morning are like, yeah, we know that Caleb's going number 1, but after that, we started at number 2. Yeah,
you're right.
We're not really sure.
It just feels like chaos is brewing, which sometimes means that chaos doesn't wind up brewing. So let's just carve out the next 30 minutes here to do a 7-round Vikings mock simulation led by Thor, and a couple of shout outs here to our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. First and foremost, if you're a business owner out there, do you have a game plan in place to stay focused on safety and preventing claims? You can let the team at Federated help support your business. Federated Insurance offers a customizable lineup of industry specific coverages, risk management services to help you continue your winning streak as a business owner. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it is our business to protect yours, and you can find out more over at federatedinsurance.com. Also, for all you Ragnars out there, it is riding season. If you ride a motorcycle, maybe you're a Ragnar on an ATV or Ragnar on a UTV or a dirt bike. Dennis Kirk is your home. DennisKirk.com for over 185,000 parts, apparel, and accessories, all the top brands with the most stock available for all brands. Same day shipping on orders placed before 8 p.m. Central. Free shipping on orders over $89. Financing plans available as well. Check them out at DennisKirk.com. Okay. Let's enter the PFF mock draft simulator here, boys. We are the Vikings. We are going 7 rounds. It's more of a public slanting big board than a PFF big board. So JJ McCarthy will likely go higher than he would if this was a PFF board. So Thor, we're going to click play. When do you want us to pause it?
I'm regretting not looking at wherever their rankings are right now. I don't know if I've seen them in a week or two. So, but yeah, go slow at the start. We have to see what happens. We got to get one of them top four QBs. So
let me check real quick here. Their big board. You want to see where the QBs are on the big board?
I do kind of want to see what the, yeah.
So of all the players they've ranked, this is where they rank among all players. Caleb Williams, number one, Drake May, number three, Jaden Daniels, 21, JJ McCarthy, 28.
Get out of here.
Bo Nix, 35, Michael Penix, 36, Spencer Rattler, 77.
Wow.
But this is more of a public slanting big board here. So
at least the public is showing them on JJ a little bit.
So I'll click play. Should we pause it after the second pick and just regroup and see?
Yes. Okay. I think so. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. The Bears take Caleb Williams. The Commanders take Drake May. Ooh.
Cut.
Ooh. Interesting.
Cut.
So do you move up? Do you put a phone call in here? A phone call?
The Patriots will take Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. No, I think we run it.
Okay. Let's see what the Patriots do. Because either way, like, you're going to get... Okay, Jaden Daniels goes three.
Okay. Yeah, so now we're going to do the... I think we're going to engage with the Chargers here. So let's run it with the Cardinals. I don't know that I have the stomach to play the call the Giants bluff gambit as much as I'd like to.
And that's the thing. Like, Judd and I were kind of going back and forth about this on the Scoop with Doogie today, is that you're not, like, in a PFF simulator, you're flying blind. And also, they don't have other trades happening. But in real life, you'd be on the phone, and the teams taking the trade offers would be trying to get you back on the phone saying, hey, we know you want to move up. What's your final offer right now? You would never just be boxed out of the conversation, I don't think.
For sure.
So, but here we are, Chargers on the clock. So we'll facilitate.
Yeah, so let's do 11 and 23 for five, and I want something back in that. Certainly the fourth, 105.
It says they'll kick the 105.
Yeah. As for 181 back too, would you, Phil? Let's see if.
Yes, I love Thor. Yeah, they'll do that too.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So you wind up getting an extra pick out of the deal.
I'm fine with that.
And a franchise quarterback. Okay, we'll offer the trade.
Now you're on the clock.
See what they say. And they have accepted the trade. The Minnesota Vikings.
I wonder what you're gonna do, Thor.
JJ McCarthy, you are a Viking.
Let me scroll all the way down here. They're gonna ding you for this draft pick.
Unbelievable.
So we have selected JJ McCarthy with the number 5 overall pick. Okay. I'm gonna speed this up so we can just get out of the first round and into the second round. Our next picks are the 105, the 108, and the 129.
I will say, you know, we had to trade both our first rounders to get that fifth pick. I pray for that scenario where heaven smiles down upon us and we can get that QB4 without trading the 23rd or the first rounder next year. Would be insane.
But that would be, yes.
I think what you did, though, was probably the prudent thing. Like, yes, it would be ideal, but your terminology is perfect. Do you have the stomach to play the game? Because if you're wrong, it's not just going to be the fans who are pissed off.
Correct. You know?
That's the thing.
The Zigmeister.
The Zigmeister.
Marky Mark.
Well, the head coach. Like tonight could I either galvanize the GM and coach like more, or they could walk out, drive off, and basically it's fractured.
Oh. Yeah, there will be pitchforks.
Michael Penix goes 44. Bo Nix goes 45 in this scenario. So we're just kind of toward the back end of the second round. I'm going to click resume draft.
All right.
Should we just get to the 105 here, Thor, and then make some
picks?
I think
we can get to the 105. Yeah, because we don't have the equity, I think, to package the bundle up. But I'm happy we got those other picks out of the Chargers. We get some flexibility here.
So we have two of the next four picks, the 105 and the 108. And we have three trade offers. Just might as well check those out. Okay. So the Giants would like to move up two spots. The Falcons would like to move up four spots. The Patriots would like to move up 32 spots.
Let's go with the Falcons and see what other picks they have.
Could we get that 143?
Yeah. See if they...
No, they said...
187?
61%.
Yeah, offer that one. See if they'll do that.
Okay. They accepted the trade. Okay.
We're picking up some ammo here for late in the draft.
So now we have the 108, the 109, the 129. What do you see here, Thorsky?
So I mean, just immediately jumping off the screen of me is Ben Sennett from Kansas State. In my opinion, he should be the second tight end off the board with a bullet going in the second round. This would be a steal in the fourth. Obviously, it is not a position of need for the Vikings, but this guy should not be here. But let's take a look at our positions of need and see if there's anyone we can trump him with, the BPA.
Okay. I'll just scroll down here. I mean, edge, defensive tackle, wide receiver. I know Forno loves Jacob Cowing. We grabbed him in a mock simulation earlier this week from Arizona.
Cowing's not bad. But yeah, not for me, right? Oh, Sweat would be interesting too. And Sweat actually could fall. He is the planet size guy for the inside. Ooh. That just occupies and smashes heads together for linebackers to blow.
You know how I love guys like that.
He won the only
character guy though, right? You got a problem with it. Wasn't he the one that got arrested? Or what happened?
Recently he had the DWI where got pulled over for that.
Driver.
That's something that the teams are going to have to look into. How comfortable are
but
you
it's
with
a fourth
that?
Round pick, Thor. It's a
that's exactly
pick.
Right.
Cedric Griffin, first pick of the fourth round, I believe, probably a late first round talent. Like, this is where you pull that trigger.
And we have back-to-back picks here. We do have back-to-back picks.
So prior to that DWI, I think Sweat was seen around the industry as a second-round guy.
Let's scoop him up.
Consensually.
Should we grab him?
Let's do it.
Get him a driver. Yes. I think we grab him.
We don't want to pressure you into anything you're not comfortable with here. Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay. You're pancake-eating mother. Okay, so Tavondre Sweat, too.
He's going to start Minnesota right away. Our run defense just got a whole lot better.
Yep. 362 pounds he's listed at.
Yeah, all-in trophy last year, the whole thing. He's not going to give you as much pass rushing utility in the NFL, I think, but he's going to be a tremendous run stuffer right from the get for a long time.
Let's go, dude. All right, I'm just going to throw a bunch of different positions of need here up and cornerback.
We'll corner.
We already got interior defensive line. We'll go there,
edge on there as well. Edge and maybe you think linebacker as well or too early?
You tell us.
We can just see what's on there.
I know that the tight end from Kansas State isn't necessarily, it's more of a luxury, but I don't know that you should be drafting just for need. Like, you should, if there's a stud player that could help you in 2 years, you should draft that player. So
for sure. Yeah. And he's a guy that initially, obviously with Hawkinson being hurt, would probably see the field right away.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know. I mean, you know, we've definitely seen guys come back from the injury Hawkinson has, but he is a veteran guy. He's a big guy. I don't know that we should just assume that they're set there. If you see a guy that, because the Vikings right now do not have an eventual replacement. Like, if Hawkinson comes back and is not the same for a year or something, you know, I'm the president of the Johnny Munt fan club, but I don't, you know, that's not really an option to be like, okay, TJ has been slowed all season, go replace him. So I sort of like where you're coming from here, because if, God forbid, that injury continues to be a problem, you are building in a guy that can replace him, because as far as I can see, the majority of the good tight ends that the Vikings have right now are more blockers.
And just some context for your new starting quarterback that we just took 5 minutes ago in this exercise, coming from a 12 personnel offense last year at Michigan, of course, Harbaugh NFL head coach with pro style system. In terms of that stuff, similar to the 12 personnel offense KOC runs, obviously KOC, that there's more led more by the throwing foot, and Harbaugh on the early downs, it was the running stuff, but very familiar with that system. So might want to keep that going. Josh Oliver is it just one more year on his deal?
It was a 3-year deal that was kind of more of a 2-year deal in structure. Yeah.
So, you know, he would be playing early because Hawkinson's hurt. And then, you know, with Oliver afterwards, you're not really sure. Let's go Ben Sennett. On my board, he is 53rd overall.
See?
Oh.
I love this. You're now getting value. I love this.
Don't fall into the – especially fourth, fifth round, dude. Like, if you have a guy that might be a second-round grade, Oh, but he's not a position of need. Who cares?
Right. Yep.
Go get value. Okay, back on the clock at 129. I'm going to put receivers, edge, cornerback on the board here.
Guard. You guys know who just caught my eye.
That's
going to be tough. It's going to be tough to turn that one down. But let's
who are you looking at here?
The point from Iowa?
No, at the wide receiver. My boy McCaffrey popped up.
Oh, Luke McCaffrey. Yeah, I feel like, dude.
Yeah. But let's
we have three trade offers, by the way.
Let's see what we got here.
So the Jets want to move up 5 slots. The Falcons once again are calling and would like to move up 14 slots. Dolphins want to move up the whole round, basically.
I'm cool swapping with the Jets if they give us like 203 for our troubles, moving back the 5, something like that.
Let me just test them on the 185. No, the 203. No.
Ooh.
No, it's good. What if it's the 185 and then we kick in the 2? No. What if we gave them both of these? No.
Wait, Jets, you know what? Screw them. Hang up the phone on them.
Let's just give them these 2 crappy.
Let's try that one.
Okay. They'll probably say no. Oh, they're idiots. Wow. They're idiots, and so they accepted the trade.
Yeah, we'll take that.
That's great.
I got man hung up. All right.
Okay, we're going to resume here. We're back on the clock right now with the 134 and... Where's our guy? He didn't get drafted, did he? Nope. McCaffrey should be in here. Oh, there he is. Luke McCaffrey. Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Luke McCaffrey is a Minnesota Viking.
So McCaffrey on my board is 107th overall. I do think he should go very early on Saturday, just qualitatively. And he has been moving up boards. So...
I want to tell you, maybe this is a hot take here. I don't know that he needs to be the only wide receiver that you draft. The Vikings are pretty thin at that position. They're super top heavy. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw receivers, running backs, interior offensive line, cornerback, and then we'll throw edge back on here and maybe linebacker. I wish they would just keep this. It's a suggestion for next year, PFF. Let us keep the selected.
Well, the suggestion box
and improve your rankings.
So we're going to take a running back later. I don't think we're going to take one now. You guys know I like Cedric Gray, but let's see what our other options are here.
Okay. Marcus Roseme Jack Saint is one of the best names in the draft, receiver from Georgia.
Yeah. So that kid would be a good special teams player, but he ran like a 4.81 and wasn't the best. He has good hands. I'll give Marcus that. But the utility with him is he plugs a bunch of spots on your special teams. That's what he did for Kirby.
Is guard a possibility here? Interior offensive line?
Zach Zinter.
I do like Zinter. I got him at 157 overall. The value, probably the best on Gray for me, at least right now, of those names that I saw.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's go with Gray.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, by the way, 6'2", 235. So 235. So he's a little closer to like a safety size than a traditional, but that's kind of where linebackers headed, I feel like. And
that UNC defense was an absolute travesty, but he was like that warrior guy that went out there every week and just balled anyway. You know, it's like there was 10 bums around him, and it was just, you know, he was the – he was the defensive version of Drake May on that team. Like there was a lot of flotsam around those guys on the roster. I'll put it that way.
So we'll take him here, Cedric Gray, and then we have the 167. We're back on the clock. We also have the 177, the 181, the 185, and the 187. So we have 5 picks in the next 20 selections, boys. We can get whatever we want.
Cut.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
I still got one more trade down in me, Phil.
Really? There's no offers right now, but we
okay. Yeah, with one of those other picks, I need to accrue another late seventh or two for my my Torrey Taylor pick and maybe a kicker.
You're
as
talking
well.
To Rick Spielman.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you draft a second quarterback?
No. Not with where they're at, and not with the other holes on the roster. We got too many of them. Okay. And attractive, yeah, players there. So yeah, sorry to Jordan Travis or Joe Milton, but we don't need you. That's we got fair. JJ.
All right.
That's fair. I'm going to leave the filters off. You can just, so we got running backs. Anyone standing out here? We could still use some offensive line help, right?
Yes.
Bo Limmer.
I was just going to say, yeah, keep going down, but Bo Limmer definitely is the leader in the clubhouse right now.
Oh, there's a guy, Torrey Taylor.
They moved. You see how far they moved Torrey up? Look at that. Yeah. Look at that.
No, but I just saw your eyes.
182. Dude, he's not gonna be there.
Oh my god! Every single for the whole 2 months, we got him with the last pick in the draft. It seems like they have moved him up 150 spots in their update. which good for them. I mean, I can't shut up about Torrey Taylor. I put this out on Twitter, you know, what was it? Last Thursday, I put out my 500 player big board with the 500 comps. In the 5 years I've done that, this is the fifth time I've done it. I've never had a punter in the fourth round. I don't know that I've had one above the sixth. I would have to go back and look through them. I had Torrey Taylor as a late fourth rounder this year, and I wasn't questioning whether I had him too high. I was questioning whether I had him too low. Taylor is friggin' amazing.
Can flip a game.
But yeah, maybe what pick are we at right now?
So we're at the 167. We have the 177. We can probably get him in 10 picks.
Okay. Let's hold off till that one.
Bo Limmer's still there, you guys.
Yeah, I think this is Bo Limmer time. And for people that have missed us talking about Bo Limmer before, he's a really good fit for the Vikings for a couple different reasons. Number one, he's super duper athletic, which fits the blocking schemes that they like to do. They don't like as much the big colossus guys who have the lumbering feet. They like the athletic guys. Bo Limmer certainly fits that. The other thing for a Minnesota Vikings team that needs help at, you could argue, all three of the interior offensive line spots, not just one of them. Bo Limmer gives you true three position versatility there. He was good at guard earlier in his career at Arkansas, was good at center at the end of it. He also has long arms as well, in addition to that athletic testing profile. So let's go with Bo Limmer here. He'll help out the depth, if nothing else, right away.
Okay. Now we're just sweating Torrey Taylor. We're back on the clock at 177. Your punter's still there.
Yeah.
First pick in the sixth round here, boys.
Let's ring up Torrey. I can't wait any longer. And
in
the real draft, he's going to go in the fourth round. So for people out there that are screaming, why are they taking a punter right now? We just got a two-round sticker price discount on that kid.
So, okay, we're back on at 181. We have our last three picks are the 181, the 185, and the 187. So we just – there are some trade offers.
Yes, I would like to take a look at that. I still want my kicker late. Because the Vikes, who's the K1 right now?
The guy they just signed from the UFL or the XFL.
Yeah, we got to acquire a late seven so that we can find, you know.
The Ravens want to move up like 40 spots here, so we could go the 218 for the 181.
See if they would give us all three of those for 181.
They would. Yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, what do you guys think?
Sure,
I'm fine.
I'm down. Let's do it.
So they're going to do that. All right, we just swung another trade. We are back on the clock right now with the 185 and then the 187.
Okay. Miles Cole is interesting for a team that has the multiple defensive front because he is really, really big. And he's really long, and he has athletic traits too. He is just very inconsistent, but he can do a bunch of different things. 6'6", 280 with those long lever arms. He's a guy that you would need to work on. I'm guessing inside NFL buildings, they have differing opinions of that kid, but he is definitely an interesting ball of clay.
Practice squad guy.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, he's definitely the guy that you're looking to develop. Grayson Murphy is the opposite as an edge rusher, where he would be ranked way higher if he had longer arms. It pretty much comes down to that. He has, I don't want to be funny about this, but he has extremely short arms, like awkwardly short arms.
That's not funny, Thor. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I want the project then.
Yeah, the NFL hates the guys that lack arm length, particularly on the boundary out there on the edges.
Small hands like Burger King guy.
Yeah, smells like cabbage. Keep going down a bit. I just want to see who else are other options here.
Yeah, because we're planning ahead for the 187 too.
Yeah,
we've not taken a cornerback yet. I don't know if there's anyone here that.
Oh yeah, Phil, would you sort by corner then, and let's see, just so we can see some more names. Ooh, okay. One has definitely caught my interest here. He's a little bit lower on their list, so we might get dinged on this, but Elijah Jones from Boston College. I recall on one episode, this was back probably early March. I think it was the only time we got Elijah Jones in one, but I was talking about how, for me, he's one of the deep sleeper cornerbacks in this class. Since then, he has started to quietly rise, and maybe not so quietly as we go into the lead up to the draft. Jim Nagy, the czar of the Senior Bowl, within the last couple of days, shouted him out as one of the top sleepers at that position in the entire draft. Elijah Jones is 109 on my board, 6'2", 185 with 90th percentile size adjusted athleticism. And he was good on campus.
All right. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do it.
So we'll take him, and then we're going to be right back on the clock with the 187. I'm going to throw running back, edge, because you talked about the Texas Tech edge rush. I mean, Miles Cole is the top edge on the board. Should we take him? You seem to like his athletic profile.
Yeah, let's just see a little bit lower.
These are running backs and edges. Are there any other positions?
Yeah. Is there any other ones we haven't hit yet?
So we got our linebacker. I mean, I would not mind another wide receiver. So I'm going to throw that on here just in case. Doesn't look like there's anyone popping at all whatsoever until you get to 226.
Yeah. Cole is, like I said, he is interesting. And he can play, he can be moved inside on the passing down potentially, you know, if you polish off some of this stuff. And in the three-man fronts, he's the classic guy who occupies as the 3-4 end, which sometimes can be hard to find. You know what I mean? So that's where he's interesting me. One other name here, Phil, that interests me that you just is Trey Taylor from Air Force, the safety. Mm-hmm. We're in round six right now, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Trey Taylor is either going to go in round six, or there is a real shot he could go in at the end of round five as well. But he tested pretty well during the pre-draft process. Last year, he won the award for the best safety in the nation. I'm forgetting what the name of it was.
Yeah,
just blanking. But was just fabulous for Air Force last year, and then he was really good at the Shrine Game too. So okay. He would be the safety depth guy. Of those couple of things, I'll toss it back to you guys. I do think we should wait on the running back and the hypothetical receiver for another pick, but I'd be between those two guys that I just tossed out. So I'll
leave it on you guys.
Edge, let's take the prospect.
Okay, we're going Miles Cole from Texas Tech here. And then we have three more picks left, the 218, the 228, the 250. We need a kicker and a running back in here.
Yep.
So let me just sort by kicker and running back. We'll go special teams and running back. Okay, there we go. Frank Gore Jr. in the mix here. A couple kickers.
Yeah, so basically we got all the – it looks like they only gave the seat upgrade to Torrey Taylor. The rest of the specialists are still slumming it down here. So we can wait on that kicker. I think, do you guys agree that we could wait until 250 to get that kicker?
Yep. Yeah, I'm fine with
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah. So now we'll go running back and receiver, unless I'm forgetting a position we haven't hit yet.
Let's do it. So we'll go wide receiver. I'll put the wide receivers and the running backs on the board here.
Bub Means is interesting. A guy who earlier in his career played a different position at Louisiana Tech, but an athletic freak. Became the wide receiver at Pittsburgh, still working on his game, but very big package and a very athletic kid. You're going to have to work with him, but and you know, he did play 5 years in college, but I got him 176th on my board, 6'1", 212, 93rd percentile athlete.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
You got a great position coach for him.
Okay, and then the 228, we're going to do...
This will be the running back, yeah.
I'll put the running backs on the board here for you. Okay, who do you like?
None of those guys. Milton, the most of what I've seen. Keep going.
This is it.
Is that
this
it?
Is
the list. It would be... can we see the overall just real quick, though? I just want to see if there's anyone that we just kicked the can on that. I might advocate for Cedric Johnson is actually...
Okay.
Quasi-legit. I know we already took our other edge guy, but I got Cedric Johnson 114th on my board. He is the sort of the opposite of Miles Cole, where Miles Cole is like the, you know, he has all the projection stuff, but not a ton of juice as far as the pass rusher. It would be more that occupying stuff and then some versatility of moving down the line. Cedric Gray is a dead red outside the coming downhill edge rusher, getting after the quarterback. Pass rushing is what he is good at. The rest of it, you might just keep him off the field, but the pass rushing stuff he is good at. So he'd be a good compliment at least.
Cedric Johnson is our last position.
Was I calling him picking. Cedric Gray? Cedric
you
Johnson.
You did once, but.
Okay. I'm getting my Cedric's cross there, but.
We knew what you meant.
The old Miss Cedric.
And then we're going to pick your favorite kicker available here with the 250. Let me see.
Turn it around the special teams. It's for my boy Ross, the special teams whisperer. I know he appreciates this.
Yep.
Devoting some equity. The two guys that I think have a shot, a real shot to get drafted, I think they both will get drafted. Josh Cardy from Stanford and then Will Reichard from Alabama are pretty universally, I think, considered the 1-2 kickers in this class. My preference is Cardy. We talked about it on a past episode. The difference between those guys, Reichard on the aggregate might have a slightly higher accuracy percentage. But a part of that is because Bama didn't let him kick the 50 plus yard field goals. Whereas Stanford would gleefully send out Cardy, like 57 yarder. Go ahead, kid. You try to boom that thing. I always would shoot for the moon on that. It's a 7th round pick. Get the guy who can kick it further than other people, and you can potentially try 60-yard field goal attempts. And if it doesn't work out, the leg is a bit errant. Okay, well, cut him, right? Like, I mean, it's a kicker. Right. So for me, Cardy is the guy with the highest ceiling. That's who I would take. Cardy Love B, it. As we call him.
So there we go. All right,
we just slaughtered another mock.
Let's see
and
what
they're going to give us another A minus or worse.
How many picks did we just make, by the way? Like 11?
We just remade the whole roster.
So here's the grade. Okay, they're dinging us up top. We're going to get a bad grade.
Unbelievable with the McCaffrey.
Grade. They don't like look McCaffrey. At these grades, they don't dude. Like Bo Limmer.
They're giving us a B minus.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players drafted.
That's a crazy good draft. We just had an awesome haul.
Thor gets an A+ from us.
Yeah, dude. Thor, you're an A+ in our book. We're gonna see you again. So you're gonna be doing your Fantasy Pros live stream tonight. So we're gonna see you again tomorrow morning as part of our Feedback Friday at 10 a.m. live on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. But it's been a blast talking draft with you the last few months. We'll see what happens tonight, man. Let's buckle up, baby.
We'll see what happens tonight, and if people on the phone, if there's a little cameo, I mean, we never know what happens. We'll see if a little drop by, but. Tonight's going to be crazy, irregardless, and I'm jealous of everyone that is going to be there in person at the Fillmore. That is going to be a juiced up atmosphere, and like I said, this is not hyperbolic. This is one of the most important dates in the history of the Vikings franchise. They must make the correct decision with with what they do with the trade up, if it's going to be that, and then ultimately the quarterback decision they make tonight. But very excited. I'm here for it.
Yeah. There he is, folks. Thor Nystrom from Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros.
Awesome stuff, man.
Buckle up.
Enjoy.
This is Christmas. Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.